We're talking about a proposed new natural gas plant for Superior. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Ken. Thanks for being here. This is a proposal that's been in the works for well over 2 years. La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative and Minnesota Power, they're moving through the permitting phase for plans to build this $700 million natural gas power plant. It's called the Nemadji Trail Energy Center. It would be jointly owned by the two utilities. Minnesota regulators, they signed off on the proposal last fall, and public hearings are set for next month in Wisconsin. So do you live in Superior? What are your thoughts on a new natural gas plant? Is there a need? What should state regulators bear in mind? We're at 800-642-1234. Chris Hubbock covers energy and environment for the Wisconsin State Journal. Chris, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So why do these two utilities want to build this plant together?
That's a good question. They have, both of them have said that this is a needed step for them as they sort of transition away from coal. These are two utilities that are pretty heavily dependent on coal for their generation, about 70-75%. And they see natural gas as sort of a stepping stone to a more renewable based generation mix as something that can fill in some of the gaps with the intermittent generation.
Would wind and solar be in the mix for this plan?
Well, the Dairyland certainly has added some wind and solar in the past few years. Minnesota Power has some and has some plans to do more. Their argument is that, these are intermittent resources. The wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine, and so we need flexible combustion plants that can be called on in a flash to fill in the gaps. The only problem with that argument is not necessarily true at the individual utility level. That's more of a system-wide level, and there are certainly plenty of existing resources on the Midwestern system that can do that.
Why Superior? Why do they want to build the plant in Superior?
That's a great question. For one reason, there's a natural gas supply there. There's a pipeline that can feed the plant. Also, it's a relatively central location. Minnesota Power serves generally northern Minnesota. Dairyland Power's territory, they serve municipal and cooperative utilities sort of in the western part of the state. Their territory extends a little further, but it's kind of a central location for both of them.
Well, this plan has been in the works for some time now, like June 2017. What are the concerns coming out that we're hearing now from environmental groups and the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians?
I think there's been concerns all along. Right now, a lot of the focus is on the environmental impact study that the DNR, the Wisconsin DNR, conducted. There's a lot. Some of these environmental groups and as well as the Red Cliff Band are concerned that the study isn't detailed enough. It doesn't address some of the basic questions, such as need. The question of need is not very addressed very specifically in there. There's questions about the impact on the direct environment, or whether there's some wetlands that would be lost in the construction of it. There's questions about whether the aquifer can support 3 million gallons of water a day that the plant would need. And I think the biggest question really is about the climate impact. And that's something that the environmental review doesn't fully address in terms of some of the upstream impacts from natural gas mining. And as well as something that I don't know that the Wisconsin permitting process is really equipped to deal with.
We're talking with Chris Hubbock. He covers energy and the environment for the Wisconsin State Journal. We're talking about a proposed $700 million natural gas plant proposed for Superior, facing some new opposition on both sides of the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin. You can join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Chris, with the timeline and the time it takes to build a natural gas power plant, will the technology still be cost efficient in the next few decades?
You know, that's a great question, and that's one of the arguments that, some of the environmental groups like Sierra Club have made, that these utilities are doubling down on fossil fuel at a time when we really, for reasons of climate change, need to be moving in another direction, and when economically things are moving in another direction. Just on Monday, there was a study released by the Rocky Mountain Institute that looked at 88 proposed natural gas plants, including this one, and found that 90% of them, by the time they're finished, would have been, it would be cheaper to provide the same power with a combination of clean energy and energy efficiency measures. So you know, so there, and that ultimately that could save customers like $29 billion nationwide if we didn't build these plants. So there really are some questions. You know, this plant won't be in operation until 2025. And by that point, we're pretty far down the road of a different energy mix.
So, Chris, public hearings are set for October. What's expected to take place at those hearings?
That's where Wisconsin regulators will talk to both the parties involved to do hash out some of the technical details, and then also just a chance for the public to have their voice heard. They can come and you know, speak in support or opposition, voice their concerns, and tell the regulators what they would like them to consider.
And Minnesota's regulators, they approved this last fall. Is that right?
Yeah, it was somewhat controversial. It was a 3-2 vote by the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission, and it went against the recommendation of the commission's own administrative law judge, who said that she didn't really think that the Minnesota Power had made a good case for the need. There were, you know, there were a lot of questions on that side of the border from not just environmental groups, but also consumer groups and some of the big industrial consumers who really questioned whether there was a need for Minnesota Power to make the investment. That that decision has been appealed by three environmental groups, and there are hearings coming up later this fall in the Minnesota Court of Appeals. So stay tuned on that.
Well, if this project is approved, what is the timeline for construction?
Construction would be complete in 2024. I think it's about a 2-year construction project. And then they plan to begin operation, I think, in December of 2024.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Chris Hubbock covers energy and the environment for the Wisconsin State Journal. Coming up, we go to the depths of the Amazon rainforest as fires continue to wreak havoc on the region. We learn why this matters to Wisconsin. What questions do you have about the fires in the Amazon? What do you want to know about the environmental impact of fires and deforestation? 800-642-1234 to join in. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.